It is time for Community Matters here on Waterside Wake Up on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. 72 degrees our temperature on this Wednesday, August 25th, 2021, 7:49 is the time. And Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems of Beloit. And we're joined, as always, the last Wednesday of the month by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby. Jason, good morning. Have you brought some cool weather with you? No?
I left that in my house. I'm trying to anyways.
Well, yeah. And that's if your AC works. Yeah. You know, sometimes the ACs have been going out because it's been so hot.
Oh, it's brutal.
It is, no doubt. What are some of the projects that you guys are working on with the city of Beloit right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you see us all around town right now. It's a busy time of year for us. We're doing a lot of water main projects. We usually try to knock out, you know, quite a few blocks of that every year just to keep our, you know, hit the trouble spots. So we did a lot up on North Hersey. You saw us up there. Now we're down in the Circle Drive area that needed some new water mains. You know, one thing that's coming up, you know, we all enjoy Chautauqua Park, but in the coming next week or two, I'm not really sure exactly when, but that's in a real need of some patchwork and overall chip sealing is what we kind of do to seal that up. So there might be a few days where you might just be able to only walk in the park and not drive in as we do that. But that's one of those we've been kind of needing to do, and it just gets worse and worse. And if we don't get it done, it's going to be a big problem. So it'll be really great when it's done, kind of give that whole area a fresh start. So that's a couple of things that are going on. Obviously, you know, the ball field's getting moved across the street, and so we've got a lot of that work done. The power is in for the lights, and the sprinkler systems are on and working. So just need the weather to break, like we're all kind of wishing and hoping for, and get some more moisture and be able to get the grass in the ground, or the seed in the ground, and grow some grass. So those are all some pretty exciting things. And then I'll end on the council did receive a bids for South 14. So we've been talking about some of the road projects that are upcoming. So that's kind of from the bridge over there by that crosses the Solomon River south to the city limits. So we did get awarded or get that bid in to repave that, and that'll happen early in the spring is what that looks like. So that'll be nice to get that road. That road's pretty pretty rough and been falling apart the last couple of years. We've really worked hard at trying to patch it, but there's only so much you can do. So that'll happen next spring. So
all right, now you were talking, you and I, before we got on the air, about things to talk about, land bank.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to talk about this concept. You know, this is something the council's looking at. We're doing a little bit of research on. Some other communities in Kansas have had some pretty good luck with it. It's a statute that was passed in 2009 by the state of Kansas, and really, two things I'll say about it. Number one, it's kind of some things that we're already doing as a community and as a city. You know, whether private sector or some nonprofits or the city in as itself has worked hard to get rid of, you know, condemned properties or properties that are blighted, you know, properties that nobody knows what to do with or doesn't have a plan for. A good definition is the private market has rejected. You know, so we've stepped in, like me personally, you know, I stepped in and bought the house next to me and tore it down, or some nonprofits in town have taken on neighborhoods and cleaned them up, or refurbished houses, or torn down, or whatever. Actually, a couple have moved out of town. So, so those are things that happen naturally. And a land bank, it's not an actual bank. You know, we have enough institutions in town to take care of that part of it. That's just what they call it. It's just a holding place. Sure. So, you know, a land bank's goal is just a more efficient tool to do what we're already doing, you know, you know, honestly, if we didn't have to take any properties through that holding vehicle, we wouldn't at all, you know. So it's really just the most efficient tool that's been created for kind of those rejected properties that nobody knows what to do with to handle those, hopefully maybe clean them up or refurbish them or tear them down and get them back on the private marketplace where the private market, you know, is saying, hey, yeah, we'll take that on now. You know, it's a clean lot, you know, or it's a, you know, refurbished house. That's something that we can sell now. So you might see that word tossed around a little bit or that concept, but you know, if you have questions, feel free to reach out or do a little bit of research on it. I think it's a great tool. Again, I'll just reiterate, it's kind of something that we're already doing. It's just, this is probably the proper vehicle to do it with. So, I think Beloit's done a great job with that. It's something that every town deals with, especially small towns in rural areas can tend to, you know, that blighted or condemned houses can kind of get away from you, you know, and you see that in some towns where it's really bad and a lot of people, you know, both in the private sector and you know, the government and those nonprofits have done lot of great work trying to keep those, because it brings up the whole neighborhood. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, the more affordable housing to the higher end housing, it helps all that, in those neighborhoods. And you really see the difference when that happens. And so that's exciting to see. And so we just want to kind of keep that momentum going. So.
It's interesting you bring that up, because when we lived in Seneca, we moved here to Beloit in 2006, but we lived in Seneca for a few years. And one thing that Seneca was so good at was that there was hardly any of that type of houses that were there. Like, they would, if there's an old house, they tore it down, they built a brand new house, and it just improved everything. And I'm not going to lie, the first impression that we had when we came down here, Beloit, was, man, there's a lot more type of properties are like blighted, like you talked about. And it's like, man, if you could clean that up, it looks so much better. And so we kind of had a good example to go by there in Seneca. And I have to admit, in the last 15 years, it has gotten better and obviously gotten better here in the last couple of years, as you mentioned. So I would say that's a great idea.
You think of some of those areas, I think of like East Court Street, what I mean? Like, that area that had several of those properties that just were abandoned, or dangerous. And man, you drive through that neighborhood now, it's really nice. You know what I mean? Like, it's, the houses look great. A lot of investors have gone in there and rehabbed them. And so that's just an example of how that kind of brings up that whole neighborhood. And it's exciting to see that. So.
Absolutely. No, like that. Land bank. No, you just can't drive your land over and deposit it into the
bank.
Honestly,
we don't really want it. You know what I mean? It's just, again, this is just it's really meant to just turn it right back around. It's put it through the washing machine, clean it up, and put it back out there. You know
there
what
you
I mean?
Go.
So
there you go.
We don't want anything.
Put on the spin cycle.
That. Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, anything else to add before we let you go here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think as a city and a community, we're excited about Millapalooza coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
September 11th. I was instructed to put a plug in for that.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. No doubt.
But as a community, it's a really great thing for our city and for everybody. And that's coming up fast, 2.5 weeks. And so I know I'm excited about it and try to get the town all spick and span for that weekend and have a good time.
We'll order up some cooler weather too,
That's what we're really working on.
No doubt. That'd be awesome. Well, Jason, thanks for your time as always. Jason Arabia, City Manager of Beloit, and we'll talk to Jason again the last Wednesday of September. It's amazing how quickly these months go by.
Yep, it does.
Seems like you and I were just talking a couple weeks ago in studio, and all of a sudden it's 4 weeks.
Yep, here we go. So I'll be back, and we'll talk about the water plant. We'll do a full episode.
Oh, we're going to do a whole segment on the water plant.
We haven't for a long time.
You're right.
I've got a lot of exciting things to say.
That's true. You're
making good progress.
There's a movie called Aquaman that I hear is really good. My oldest son said it was actually really good or something, and I heard about it, good reviews. I mean, you're like the Aquaman of Beloit. You're talking about water, man.
Yep.
So. High quality aqua. Perfect.
Maybe we'll do that next time and get the full story on that.
Sounds good, man. That's called a tease in the business.
Yep, there you go.
Jason Arabia, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems.